Basically, the JCs are a young service organization. We open our memberships to 21 to 40 year olds. Then they age out and usually head on to the Rotary or other service organizations. And we give back to the community. It's a great way to make connections with other young professionals. For example, we just hosted the winter softball tournament here in Marquette to benefit the Special Olympics. Last year, we gave the Special Olympics almost $10,000. We're hoping to exceed that this year. And the great thing is businesses like the Ramada Inn, Comfort Inn, Land Yaps, the Landmark Inn benefit from this because we have 28 teams of men's softball, not to mention the bars, mm-hmm. who benefit from these gentlemen coming to town and putting a little money into our economy.
And that is one of a rather large handful of things that have gone on over the past. And I don't know if you remember this or not, Walt, but in the early stages of the JCs, this will give you an idea of how thinking this group can be. Didn't you guys walk behind the horses one year at the parade?
I don't know. I didn't participate in that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's a very typical thing that is, someone's got to do it. Might as well be us.
Right. Well, and this year we're taking over the Superior Bike Fest beverage tent. So, you know, we're always looking for organizations who may need our help. I joined, in fact, because I'm a strong supporter of the Beacon House and would really like to help them, even if it's just with sweat equity. And, you know, they provide the products. We do the manual labor. So if anyone's interested in giving back to the community, they're always welcome to give me a call. My cell phone number is 458-5783. Or they're always welcome to stop by one of our general membership meetings. They're always 99% of the time held the third Thursday of the month. Our social is from 6 to 6:30 in the restaurant area of the upfront, and then we move to the small banquet hall at 6:30 for our meeting. And we're trying to educate our members a little bit, make them a little more rounded about financial information. You know, what's happening with the refinancing? You know, how can we save for retirement when the economy mm-hmm. is the way it is right now? So tomorrow night, we're actually having Todd Scott from Northern Financial Associates come in and be a guest speaker. If there's businesses who'd like to come in and talk about, you know, any entrepreneurs who'd like to come in and talk to us about starting up an entrepreneurial business is welcome to give me a call too and come in and talk to us.
We'll give that number again here in just a moment. And this is going to sound like a dig at the other service. It's not meant that way, but it's got to be almost a different animal with JC's because you do age out, like you said. You know, right. You have members that come and then go on. It's constantly changing
right.
the membership, which I would think in a lot of ways is kind of refreshing because it brings the new ideas constantly into the group.
Right. We have a broad age. We're getting a lot of the people who are buying the first homes. They're having their first babies. They're getting married. And so it's a fun organization and, you know, nothing against the other ones, right. but it's $75 a year to join the JCs. You have $75 the first year, $65 every year after that. And most people can get their employers to pay for that small amount.
You guys really don't do a lot of annual stuff. You kind of just grab things as you go, don't you?
Well, the softball tournament,
right.
that's our annual. And we also do a beverage tent at the Marquette County Fair. That's another annual event. But no, we get approached by different organizations who need help. You know, let's say the UP200. We're not helping that with that this year. No one contacted us about that. And I don't know if we've done that in the past. But we're just looking for organizations who may need our help. And if we've got the manpower, we'll be happy to come out and help people.
And that's really the bottom line with this group. Because, you know, as you said, with being the younger end of the professional world that you are, boy, you got some busy people in your group.
We do. We do. Another thing I will say we have coming up is our Easter egg hunt.
Okay.
So that'll be, we're looking for businesses who may want to donate candy or cash for that. We'll be happy to get
snow shovels
out there. Sure.
Yeah.
So we're having that coming up Easter weekend, and we are looking into having some professional photography. You can get your kid's picture taken with the Easter bunny. So that's another fun event coming up.
And do you have an Easter bunny?
You know, Walt.
Don't even. No. And let me put it to you this way. Just make sure that it's clear. No.
Okay. How about Santa Claus next year?
I did Santa Claus this year already.
I got to cut him some slack.
I made
slack
a good
there.
Santa Claus.
He's done his run.
You got a good voice.
I do a decent Santa Claus. I did. It was very, I didn't mind that one so much.
But you can't. You're too old.
But I'm not an Easter bunny. Well, so Santa can be a little more seasoned.
What would you like for Easter? Okay, we're getting a little off the track.
JC's do a lot of different things. They've got events and activities coming up, but if people want to get involved, what do they do?
They can give me a call at 458-5783, or they can contact Ryan Whitley. He is our club president. He works at Hetrick & Associates. I'm not positive of his phone number off the top of my head, but you can call Hetrick & Associates. They're very supportive of him and his role as the president. So now, feel free to give us a call.
And you mentioned tomorrow.
Tomorrow we have a general membership meeting. Tomorrow actually is a great meeting to attend. We're going to be doing some brainstorming where we're going to kind of talk about what are our goals as individuals for the JCs. What type of organizations do we want to get involved in? So we'll be brainstorming about the Beacon House, how we can get back to them, how we can, you know, maybe give more to the UP Children's Museum, other events that maybe we as individuals have passion about that we can help raise money and give awareness to. So tomorrow that's at 6, social 6 to 6:30, and the restaurant at the upfront. And then we move to the small meeting room at 6:30. So,
and that is the third Thursday of every month, almost.
Almost every month. But I'm hoping we can develop this where I come in every Wednesday before our meeting. So we can let people know that the meetings are going to be held that third Thursday.
Anything to add over there, my friend?
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for those that are of the right age. No, but that is a key thing. This is, you guys are really geared toward the younger professional, getting things going, maybe first real run at business, first real run at starting, you know, family, getting a house or whatever. And that's what you guys are really there for.
Right. And we've made some, like, you know, one of our success stories is Ryan. He was a member. He was a new graduate from NMU and was actually given a lead for his job at Hetrick & Associates through the JC. So it's a great way to make connections and build those professional relationships also.
And not that the other groups and other organizations don't have a good time, but you guys are kind of built on having fun doing what you do.
Yes, we have a good time getting together. So,
as evidenced by social time at 6 o'clock.
Nothing wrong with that. Exactly.
At Upfront. Appreciate it so much.
Well, thanks for letting me come in and spread the word about the JCs.
We need the phone number one more time for you.
Okay, 458-5783.